So he is the dark one. He denies that Christ came from God. He's Antichrist. Yeah. The Islam faith is Antichrist.
There's two faiths of Islam.
There's many brands of Islam. There's one Quran that I know of. There's one Quran that I know of, and they all deny who Christ is. So they're Antichrist.
Right, because they
even Muhammad did.
They don't believe that he did. They just think that, you know, the followers of the truth, what I call the true Quran, they don't have an inkling of hate in their souls.
Well, but the big crux is that they say Jesus, they say God has no son. That makes Jesus a liar. That means Jesus can't be the way, the truth, and the life. They're a demonic Antichrist religion.
Interpreting it.
Well, that's exactly what they say.
Candy sound good, but it will never.
No, that's what they say. They say God has no son. Jesus said, "I am the Son of God."
The Bible says the vine will teach you the word of the way.
Yep, Christ is the vine.
And the peace of love.
John 15. Christ is the vine.
And if you can't get that vine through our soul, through our spirit, then.
But faith comes by hearing the word of God, not the Quran, which is Antichrist. Hearing the word of God, huh?
Who heard it first?
Who heard it? What first, sir?
what your teachings are. Who's taught that first, though? And who interpreted it down to us?
Who taught that first?
That's the key.
It was given in Greek in the New Testament. It was given in Hebrew in the Old Testament. And you can actually go and look up the Greek and the Hebrew words and see exactly what Paul said or see exactly what Abraham said.
But
translate it perfectly.
Who interprets it?
It's interpreted perfectly. For the English language, when we compare the Greek and the Hebrew words. So you're going to challenge and say that all these interpretations are wrong?
No. The word of God, and I could, but we'd just stand here forever.
You won't win that argument.
And we'd do just like what they did when they were writing the Bible.
Yeah. The Bible's the most accurate book ever recorded. If you can't believe in it, you can't believe in anything ever written. Most accurate.
How many times have you read the Bible?
I lose count. I don't sit there and read through it. I study.
I
meditate on it. I meditate on it.
But the thing of it is,
if you read through it, you'd repent and come out of the world completely.
I know. I've been doing that forever.
You'd repent of all your sin and follow Christ.
I'm sitting here talking to you because I'm going to learn a little, and you're going to learn a little from me.
You'd repent and follow Christ with all that you are.
When the Bible was written, people wrote it for whatever specific reasons they interpret to make them healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Because God inspired it through men.
So in the Bible, if you read, and I don't know the quote and verse, I could find it for you in a jiffy, but who was given the right to write down the words of the Bible?
Who was given the right?
Given
well,
God.
They had scribes.
By God.
No, they had
the
scribes.
The Bible says,
well, it's all different cases.
Levites,
yep.
The promise,
they were the priests.
The promise to write down the words of Scripture
yep.
of God forever.
Yep. Well,
forever now.
Yep. Before there was Levites, so Moses did it.
Now in the back of the Bible, the last page, the last verse, he who interprets this Bible or adds to it or takes away.
Yeah, Revelation 22.
Will suffer the wrath of this book.
Right.
You can't have both.
Yeah, you can.
No,
yeah, because it's sealed and it's finished.
No.
It's sealed and it's finished.
It was given to the Levites. It was stolen from the Levites. And
it's sealed, it's finished, you're going to answer to it, I'm going to answer to it.
Well, I hope we both see each other.
And you got to repent and follow Christ, otherwise you're going to be lost. You got to repent and come out of the world.
Christ walks with me every day.
You got to be born again by his Spirit.
He's given to me. He doesn't take away from me. He always tries to get me to earnestly tell people and explain to people that some of the things that they believe in are just entirely corrupt.
In love.
We live in a world where Wall Street runs the world.
In love, you have a different Christ because you deny the word of God. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God.
Fighting with, and I'll say
Matthew 4:4.
And I shouldn't, but we're fighting with a corrupt Satan that wants his believers to follow him, and we don't have any spiritual guidance direct.
Absolutely we do. In John 16, he said, you'll have the Holy Spirit and he'll teach you all things and bring to remembrance. And the Holy Spirit always confirms the Word of God.
But he teaches us those things.
Yeah, and it confirmed in the Word of God.
Through that life body thing that God put into Jesus that he could experience.
Was Jesus God?
Jesus, in a certain sense, was in, was an enabler for God.
He was fully God. He was fully
and,
God. And you have a different Jesus. 2 Corinthians 11:4 warns about your Jesus. He's a false Jesus, false gospel, and a false spirit.
Who is?
The one that you're teaching.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then that means there's a hell?
Of course there's a hell.
You whiz, brother. There's nothing.
You're not my brother. You're not my brother.
That says we are.
The only way we're related is that we're humans, and there was Adam and Eve. You're not my brother.
Everyone has a speck of Jesus in
them. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Everyone has this little speck of blood of Jesus in
That's New Ageism. Now you got New Age spirituality. Repent and obey the gospel.